Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. One of the problems of using words is that it's easy to lose sight of the fact that the meanings of things in reality are much greater than the signs or signals that we use to indicate them. The ceremony that we're doing this morning, the Sagaki ceremony, is a good case, and the name of that ceremony is a good case in point. The feeding of the hungry ghosts. Well, in the English, the word ghost conveys certain things, especially in modern times. That may or may not be really indicated in the word Sagaki. But suffice it to say, this ceremony is much more than a ceremony in which we offer merit for beings who have died and are in some circumstances of distress now. This ceremony is so very important because it is an expression of faith in cosmic compassion. And we don't live in times when faith in cosmic compassion seems to be very evident. Probably there aren't many times in which it seems to be very evident. Think for a moment what you see if you look through a telescope out at the stars and galaxies and the other planets. And when you think about spaces, very cold out there. Not a fun place for people to hang out. Not a very easy place for people to survive. And all of those stars and galaxies and planets that are so beautiful that we've ever found, that we know about at this time, seem extremely hostile to our form of life, to life on our planet. So if we were to imagine any of us all of a sudden kind of instantly transported out into any of those locales I'm talking about, we would not only be instantly transported, we'd be pretty well instantly dead. And let me just ask you, where's the cosmic compassion in that? Doesn't that look like a pretty heartless universe whereby some seeming accident, we're kind of riding this tiny little speck, because in cosmic terms, our planet is just an infinitesimal little speck we're riding this little speck in the middle of this incredibly hostile environment with very little in the way of future prospects. So let's look at the same scenario again from a little bit of different point of view. Same basic thing, we're looking out the telescope. We see all of this out there that doesn't seem very supportive of human life. By the way, if we did find alien life, there's no guarantee that it wouldn't want to eat us or infect us or something. So people are always talking about finding, you know, life somewhere else. It's kind of like, imagine being transported to the Earth at the time of the dinosaurs. How long would any of us survive then? It's just as likely that any planet with life on it we found would be like that or some other incredibly hostile environment. You can see I like science fiction. But again, let's look at it from a little different perspective just for a moment. Let's stop looking through the telescope and just think about that little speck that we're riding at the moment. Isn't it kind of an amazing fact that we're here at all riding this little speck around the sun? And that everything is so perfectly suited to our needs. If we think of ourselves as being transported out of this environment, we're contemplating the likelihood of instant death or near instant death. If we think about being content to stay at home and take care of what we've got, it seems like an incomprehensible wonder. Now let's look through the telescope again and think about all those other places and consider that perhaps there are beings or entities in many of them, maybe all of them, that we can't recognize as yet. We can't perceive, but that are also living in an environment perfectly suited to their needs. And if they left their environment, maybe things would get very difficult for them, just like it would for us. So you could call this talk, and maybe we will, there's no place like home. If you look at it from this latter perspective, this is cosmic compassion. Now let's zoom in a little more and just look at one of us in our daily life. One of us human beings tromping around on this little speck in our daily life. And consider for a moment the possibility that perhaps everything that we encounter in our daily life is also perfectly suited to our needs. Just as we and all of the life forms depend on water, to some degree or other on oxygen, some other basic carbon, some other basic things, and they happen to be here, and we depend on existence within a certain temperature range, and oh, we get that here. And we need an atmosphere that shields us from those deadly cosmic rays. And well, look, that's what we got too. So you start piling up all these seeming improbabilities. But we developed within this environment, along with the rest of what we call life. even so, just like that, in our daily life, things have developed in accordance with causes and conditions that are perfectly suited to our need. And I should say, the consequences of which are perfectly suited to our need. Not only causes, but consequences. I'm here talking in particular about the law of karma. Everyone, in one way or another, wants to be helped, needs to be helped. Not everyone recognizes how much they need to be helped. But in fact, we all need help. And there's nothing in this whole universe that helps us as much as the consequences of our own actions. Whether it be painful or pleasurable, happy or sad, they embody cosmic compassion because they teach us about how to live a truer life, how to realize our spiritual potential in a world that to the outer senses seems merely material. In fact, we learn from the quality of our own life, from the consequences of our own actions, that is not just a material world. And that in fact the material is secondary to the spiritual in importance and reality. It's as it were the platform upon which the spiritual can develop. And all of this embodies cosmic compassion. If I say at all times we're being cared for and looked after, we can think too simplistically about that and think that care and that being looked after is like a mother looking after a little baby, where she does everything for the little baby. But we are not little babies here, sitting in this room. We're a lot closer to being little babies in a future life than we are being little babies in this life, in actual fact. And we don't need that kind of care. We need the kind of care that is truly beneficial to spiritual adults. True adults. And that's the care we get from the eternal. And this is a very big and, there are times in our life when in some sense or other we truly need to be rescued. And if at that time we can look up with a childlike faith, a childlike trust, and simply ask for help, we will always find that the help manifests naturally. comments.